What a wonderful team this year, amen? Thank you. It's a group effort. All right, let's test this out here. Hey, look at that. Praise God. Thank you so much, students. What a blessing. Do you remember me? I remember all of you. Unless you weren't there in February, then I didn't meet you. But I had a chance to speak with you. I look different in a suit, so you're like, who's this guy? But it's good to see you. I was thankful to be able to share there, Pastor Asha and your team, and everyone at the school, and all the parents. Praise God. I went to an Adventist school, K-12, in Southern California. And I guess I just want to encourage all the students, because I remember being a student at some point. And I also know that I've been through a lot in my life. I've made a lot of bad choices in my life, and God has redeemed me and has brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. But that doesn't have to happen to you later in life. It can happen to you if it hasn't already. It can happen today. It can happen now. Because the reality is, in high school, how many of you guys like friends? You like friends? Okay, maybe you have a friend or two. But what's neat about friends, well, let me step back a second. Friendship is so important. But I want to encourage you to make Jesus your best friend. When Jesus is your best friend, your life goes a lot better than if He wasn't. And you won't get let down by Him. Amen? So you have a Heavenly Father that will be there for you, that will be consistent for you throughout your entire life. So hold on to Him so that when you don't have to have a similar testimony to me, when you're 30 and 40, trying to unlearn all the things that you did in your life because Jesus wasn't your best friend. And He wants to be your best friend. And He loves you so much. My name is Stephen Gutierrez. I have the privilege of serving as the Evangelism Director for Streams of Light International. Like I had mentioned, these introductory slides are just going to basically be a tiny bit about me, about our ministry, and mostly encouragement and testimony so that you can, hopefully by God's grace, at the end of the day say, hey, I want to do that. I want to be a part of this. And if you're here thinking, there's no way on earth I'm going to go and knock on doors together because I'm afraid out of my mind, your knees are already hitting together, come and see me because you're probably the most afraid person to go door to door, and you can come with me. And I can do the talking, and you can pray, and eventually you'll be like everyone else that goes with me and say, okay, I'm ready to do this now. I believe that I can do it. Because it's fun, it's rewarding, and it changes lives. It changes lives of the people out there. And it will change your life too. Amen? Oh, well, I'm really excited. I'm just going to go straight through this. I'm looking at the time. So this is my family. This is my wife, Deborah, and my son, Isaiah. I travel a lot. And I'll go through my pictures on my phone, and I'm like, wow, that was just 2 weeks ago I was there? I was here, there, and there. This is my third time to Calgary. I've done two outreaches on Vancouver Island. So there's a lot of things being stirred up here in Canada. And no matter where we go, everywhere someone tells me, this is the most secular place in all of here. And I say, great, there's people here that want to know truth. There's people here that are broken and need help. So the reality is even if all the outreach we did today, five people said, we want to study the Bible. Praise God, right? And we get to potentially pray with hundreds of people today. And you might save someone's life as a direct result of them being down and saying, who even cares about me? And you're going to knock on their door right on time. You're going to offer prayer with them. And they're going to say, you don't understand what I've been through. Thank you for coming to my house today. And when that happens to you, you say, I came here today for just this door. I came here for just that person today. And so we're a ministry family. We've moved, I think, 10 times in Isaiah's 12 years. And every year now, and now I don't want to move. And now he said, Daddy, it's been a year. Where are we going? And I was like, no, let's not move. Let's not move. He's like, I'm ready to move. I'm like, oh, no. So I'm thankful. My wife and son, they can't travel with me all over wherever I go. But I praise God for them. They're very supportive. Any chance my son gets to go with me, and together as a family, we try to make that happen. This is Oleg Latka. He's the president of Streams of Light, who started it. The Lord gave him the vision that said, hey, let's get one book in every home in North America and Canada by 2026. And then we adopted, I'm getting ahead of myself, we have adopted the European field recently, and there's a lot happening all across the world. But all that happened is Oleg, he went to a neighborhood by himself, and he started going door to door and just offering this as a gift and praying with people and offering Bible studies. One church said, hey, can you train us? He did it. The second church said, would you train us? Now we've trained over 500 churches over the last 3 or 4 years, and he's in Europe right now doing this tour. He said, Stephen, we have mission trips coming up in Austria. We're going to go to Spain. We're going to go to Italy. We're going to go here. And I'm like, oh boy. You know, we have so much going on in the U.S. and Canada. We have so much going on all across the world by God's grace, and we're thankful. So this is from GYC, where we had a booth there, and I'll share a little bit more about that. But we do training. We train churches how to be able to share the Three Needles messages through the Great Controversy. We have a health magazine that allows people to understand that even though they go through anxiety and stress and depression, that there is a way out. There is help for them. So this is our packet. We call it a packet of hope. And so there's a QR code in every chapter of the Great Controversy so people can listen to it in regular or dramatized, or they can watch a 5-minute video in every chapter. Maybe you've heard of Lineage Journey. They have amazing videos. They have a 5-minute video for every chapter in the Great Controversy. So people can just watch and learn about it. And I'll tell you this about the Great Controversy. It is a powerful, life-changing book. It answers so many questions that people have. If God is good, why is there pain and suffering? What really happens when people die? And it shows a faithful God throughout all of history. And so we get a chance to go all over the place, knock doors, meet people. I'm going to be sharing some testimonies with you today. So we train people to knock doors. And again, this is our vision of one book in every home in North America and Europe by 2030 by God's grace. So this is what it looks like. Many of you today, you'll be dropping off a book at people's homes if they're not home. This is our European field here. This is, I believe those are the mountains in Switzerland. But we're doing a mission trip in the little country of Liechtenstein this next month. I'm going to basically live in Europe in the month of June, going to different places and trying to impact, have a revival there in Europe. But God is on the move and is opening a lot of doors for us to evangelize in. The last thing I'll say about our ministry is we've started a training institute. So we have 9 students that are pioneering our training institute. It's a 10-month intensive program in comprehensive evangelism. So if you know of a young person, there's a lady, the young lady there in the middle, Hispanic one with the glasses. I met her at GYC. I talked with her for like 2 minutes. I'm like, so what are you doing with your life right now? She's like, well, I'm kind of uncertain. I said, oh, you should come learn about our training institute. She's like, okay. So we had a meeting there at GYC. She came out, and now she's a student. And it's powerful to see what God is doing in young people's lives. God, there's just something so special about being a missionary and working for God. So maybe there's some seniors here that say, hey, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to do. Go get trained to be a missionary, because whatever God calls you to do for work, you can be a soul winner. Amen? We need to be excited and on fire for the Lord. I'm just going to kneel real quick and pray, and we're going to go through this relatively quickly so that we can eat. Amen? There's a few hungry people in here. That's okay. You know, the good news is the food's going to be delicious no matter when we eat it. Amen? But it'll be quick. I want to respect everyone's time. Thankful to be here. Let's pray. Loving Father, we thank you so much for this message, the message that we have as a church, Lord, to bring your compassion to people in this community, to be able to love on people and tell them there is a community of believers that wants to share Jesus with you, that wants to have you experience and taste and see that he is God and that he is good. Lord, bless our time together. Be with each person here, Lord. I pray, Father, that as though the enemy would have us not go out today, you've given us a clear, beautiful day. You've provided so thousands of pieces of literature for us to be able to share today. And Lord, there's going to be people that aren't nice. And I pray for them, Lord. They may be going through a divorce. Maybe they're going through a financial hardship. We don't know what they're going through. but we know that you are powerful and that you love them and that we want to co-labor with you today, that you would be lifted up and that all men would be drawn to you. This isn't about us. This is about you and building your kingdom. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so I've called this special, this little sermonette here, Special Delivery. A story I want to share with you. This happened in the mid-1800s, and although that was a long time ago, the story is relevant today, and it's something that we can all take part in. There was a man named Philip Reiki. Philip Reiki was an engraver by trade, but Philip Reiki went through a divorce. He went through a hard time in his life. He relocated from Scotland and went over to Australia, and he found some Bible truths that changed his life. So he did is he jumped. You guys have a bicycle? Who has a bicycle? You guys got a bicycle? You know a friend that's got a bicycle? Now don't be taking on someone else's bicycle, okay? But if you have a bicycle, maybe someone, but let them borrow a bicycle in their life. Not so that you don't have to go too, but you know what I mean. So this guy went on a bicycle and went all over Australia meeting people and sharing truth. He said, I'm not going to engrave like my job. I'm going to engrave the word of God in people's hearts. So that's what he did. So he was going door to door. Meanwhile, there was a gentleman plowing on his tractor in his field. He had 11 children. His wife had recently passed away. She had pneumonia, and before she died, she said, honey, promise me that when Jesus comes again, that I will be reunited with you and the children in heaven. Now, man, if you're married, imagine having 11 children and your wife passing away with the wish of saying, I want to see you guys forever in heaven. He said he would do it, but he didn't know how. That's the context of this story. And so he's plowing his field, and Philip Reiki, he said, okay, so he went out there, he starts talking to him, and he learns about what this gentleman is going through. He prays with him, he encourages him, and he sells him a great controversy. He has a great controversy in a Bible now, and now this gentleman, Thomas Kent, is studying the Bible. He's studying the great controversy side by side, and he starts wrestling with these truths. And he realizes that he now has the tools to be able to commit to being a Christian. He shares it with his family, all of his children, and he shares it with 5 different families. Now remember, one guy on a bicycle meets one broken-hearted man who's trying to figure out life. You know what the result was? Up to this point, over 20,000 people are converted as a direct result of this one guy on a bicycle. And I love sharing this story because I'm like, you know, the guy on the bicycle, maybe everyone else said no to him. Maybe he traveled 10 miles that day and no one cared why he was there. But one guy who was brokenhearted gave his heart to Jesus, and tens of thousands of people as a result just because of him. And I want to encourage you to say that you can be that one. Okay? So what we do in our ministry is we deliver truth, we deliver hope, and we deliver love. That's what I share with people, because the truth is there's a lot of people out there confused about what's happening in the world today. They have questions, and we can point them to the Word of God so that they can know Him, so they can know the truth, and the truth could set them free. We also have community, amen? Now, if there was someone that came off the streets right now, would one of you maybe be willing to just step aside? Or maybe you'd say, hey, there's space right here. Come on in. I want to show you the love of Christ. I have some testimonies that I want to share with you, because this is usually why people want to go out. So I had to share with you a couple quick testimonies. Oleg, our president, he was going door to door, and literally he was in a parking lot. He hands somebody one of these and says, hi, I'm Oleg. I've got a gift for you. Hands it over to her. She looks at it and she says, oh, I've been looking for a church, but I only want a church that preaches truth. And he said, hey, I happen to be going to one of those tomorrow. So it was a Friday afternoon, he invited her to church, and she came to church. Within 10 months, she had studied the Bible with the pastor, and she got baptized. And I praise God for that testimony. I call this one an unexpected outcome. Do you guys know those doorbells these days are sophisticated? They're smart. Like, you can be on your sofa and just kind of look on your phone and say, yeah, no thanks, right? So this young lady, this girl in college, she knocks on this door, the little ring doorbell, he's like, yeah, sorry, I'm busy, can't come to the door. She's like, no problem. I've got a gift. I'm going to leave it here at your front door. and I hope that it's a blessing for you. Take care. He's like, yeah, no problem. She walks away. All of a sudden, she hears, hey, you, come back. Come back. And she's like, what? What? So she goes back and dialogues with this guy through his doorbell. And he's like, well, tell me more about what you're doing. She said, well, we're giving this packet of hope. It's one on health, how to deal with stress and anxiety. And the other one is one of my favorites. It's a blend of history and Bible prophecy. We like to pray with people, and we offer Bible studies. Can I pray for you? And he said, sure. So she's like, okay, well, do you have any special requests? And he said, I'll be right there. So he comes to the door, talks with her. They pray together. And he says, you know what? It sounds like you guys offer Bible studies. How well do you know your Bible? And she said, well. He said, I'm going to quote verses and let's see if you can finish them. And she said, okay. And so she prayed. Amen? So she prayed, and every verse that he brought up, she knew it. Boom. God provided. She was able to finish. He said, yeah, you know what? You know your Bible well. I want to sign up for Bible studies. He was encouraged by that. Another quick one, this lady, she goes, approaches this man at a door. She talks with him a little bit, and guess what he said? He said, no. Can you believe it? Who says no to a gift, right? The guy said no. She said, no problem. So she goes like this, keeps talking to the guy. The guy's dog comes inside from inside the house, grabs the bag, turns around, goes right back inside the house. And the guy said, I guess we'll take the book. Thanks for coming by today. I appreciate it. This other one I want to share is God answers prayers. Amen? Who here has had an answer to prayer? Come on, don't be shy. All right? God is faithful. God is good. Now, maybe it's because we're not asking for something that would be good for us. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes no. Sometimes wait longer. Sometimes you got to wait a long time. Whatever it is, trust God. He is good. He knows what's best. So there's a pastor. He went out for 1 hour one day, and he said, I want to pray for one Bible study. He went for an hour. Nobody signed up for Bible studies. He's like, okay, no problem. Goes out the next day with his fiance, and they're a powerful little team. So they said, well, how many Bible studies should we pray for? And they said, well, how about seven? You guys ever, you know, seven, right? So let's pray for seven Bible studies. And they said, are we limiting God? Well, let's just pray for the seven. Well, a couple hours go by. Guess what happens? All seven. It happened. So they still had a few more hours to go. They said, well, what do we do now? Let's pray for seven more. They prayed for seven more. You already know it. It happened again. So they're at the very end of the day, and they are now on both sides of the road. She finishes. He finishes. He comes back down the stairs. She said, how'd that go? He's like, it was weird. It seemed like he wanted to study the Bible, but then when I asked him, he said no. And she's like, what? That sounds crazy. She's like, can I try? He's like, I guess. So she goes up there on the stairs, knocks, talks to him. Same thing happens to her. And he's like, yeah, no thanks. And she said, why not? They're free. And he was like, oh, I'll take the Bible studies. And so it was really funny. So they prayed for seven. They prayed for seven. He said, you know what? It was powerful what God did. We got 14 Bible studies just today, and I got the one I prayed for yesterday. Amen? It was pretty exciting. You know, this book has changed a lot of lives. Many of you have heard of Pastor Doug Batchelor there in California. He was converted. He read The Great Controversy. Sebastian Braxton, another gentleman who's been really powerful in the Adventist Church, preaching all over the place, mentoring young people. Somebody gave him A Great Controversy. It's impacted a lot of people's lives. This is the last testimony I want to share with you. This happened in Chattanooga. This lady shared this testimony with us in March of this year. This lady was former Miss Alabama. And she joined the pageant back in the day because she wanted to be able to get scholarship money. And so, long story short, she won. She had no idea. She's like, I wasn't planning on winning. But she won, and she got a full scholarship. And then she was second runner-up, I believe, Miss America around that same exact time. She got involved in a relationship with someone, I believe, in Hollywood, got married, had everything she thought she would ever want. But guess what? She was empty. Spiritually, she was so empty. She's like, I have all these fancy things, everything anyone would want, but I have this emptiness in me. And it was around that time. Guess what happened? Two teenagers. Anyone here a teenager? Few of you? Teenagers? You know of a teenager? Two teenagers knocked on this lady's door. She's like probably 23, 24, something like that. And they sell her A Great Controversy. She bought it because she liked history and she liked the Bible. So she goes, she reads it a little bit, and but life is busy, so she puts it in a box and puts it aside. Let's fast forward 30 years. 30 years later, she feels this conviction to clean her attic. She's like, who has that conviction? Well, the Lord convicted her because it was time for her to get back in the book. She opens this box, she finds The Great Controversy and says, oh, I forgot about this book. She reads it, finds a local Adventist church. Her and her husband are baptized members of the church as a result of two teenagers that may or may have not wanted to be there that day, baptized 30 years later. I'm just like, whoa, how did that happen? So our method is Christ's method. You know this quote, Christ's method alone will give true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed his sympathy for them, ministered to their needs, and won their confidence, then bade them follow me. As Seventh-day Adventists, we have been set in this world as watchmen and light bearers. To them has been entrusted the last message of mercy for a perishing world. On them is shining wonderful light from the Word of God. Now, it's interesting because I'll say this. Jesus loves all of us. In this room, in this community, all the same. But we get a chance together, right? We have something within the Word of God that we have a responsibility to share with other people, and that's what we get to do through this type of outreach. Our message, right? We had the three angels' messages were read today. Our message, the very message that the three angels flying in the midst of heaven are proclaiming, the work to be done now is that of sounding this last message of mercy to a fallen world. Some people look at judgment as scary. I look at God's judgment as absolutely beautiful because He protects us, He loves us, and He wants us to surrender our lives to Him, right? So we don't have to be afraid of it. We just need to be connected and surrendered. Jesus says to rest in Him and to live for Him. So what do these three angels represent? Some of us know this, some of us maybe don't. The three angels of Revelation 14, they represent the people who accept the light of God's messages and go forth as His agents to sound the warning throughout the length and breadth of the earth. I'll share this one later during training, so you'll have to come and be like, what? What was that? Come for training. We'll talk about it. So we know that the harvest is what? It's plentiful, but the labors are always few. Right? It's easier to give money than it is to go out into the community and make an impact. Some people, they love doing both. I'm not trying to say that one or the other is better. We need resources. Excuse me. We need prayer. We need all these different things. But I love our outreach because anyone can do it. And I'll show you some pictures so you know that anyone can do it. The result, this is what the result will eventually be as a result of our faithfulness in caring for our community. It says more than 1,000. Will soon be converted in one day, most of whom will trace their first convictions to the reading of our publications. Okay, so this work is for everyone. I got some pictures of some people that do outreach with us, pretty much all ages, all backgrounds. It's powerful because you have a story, amen? Your story is special. Your story is important, and you can reach someone today with maybe your career or a previous career. Or maybe I knocked on this door one time. This lady opened the door. She looked just like my mom. It freaked me out. I was like, oh. And the lady was like, whoa. And I was like, I'm so sorry. This is awkward, but you look just like my mom. And we had this cool conversation. We got to pray together. She got the gift, but it just threw me off. It's pretty funny. But anyway, so there's some different people there. These are other people that have gone in just different outreaches. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that have done outreach with us. I had to include another picture of my son with his good friend. This is Yato. This is Oleg's son. They're like best buddies. They love going door to door together. So how can you get involved? How can you get involved? I've got a couple options for you. One, 2 p.m. today, amen? You don't have to wait long. They're going to feed you, amen? All right, they're going to feed us. Everyone, you know, some of you made a lot of food. You've done a lot today. Praise God. Thank you for that. And then we're going to do outreach today from 3 to 6. And then we're going to have a special testimony time. You're not going to want to miss out on it. Any world travelers here? Maybe you know people in these areas because we actually need more missionaries. We're going to Liechtenstein in like 2 weeks. We're going to Stuttgart, Germany. We're going to be there the week after. And then we're going to go to Birmingham, England, and we're going to be doing this there. So we got, one book in every home of Liechtenstein. We're going to do a lot in Stuttgart, and we're doing 25,000 copies in Birmingham. So if you're like, you know, if you're spontaneous, you got a little bit of money, come to one of these, amen? We'd love to have you. Come talk to me. We have one here in Grand Rapids. This one's called, it has a theme, Lift the Standard. Anyways, so this is a mission trip that we have in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and our Streams of Light Training Institute students are planning and running this attached to a Messiah's mansion. So there's going to be a lot happening. They're going to be following up on all the leads, but I got the one of the best ones that you can participate in. It's somewhere so close to you, it's even in like the name of your church, amen? Who lives in Calgary? Now don't trick me now and say, oh, I live far from here. You have time to move, amen? It's in September, and you don't even have to move. I'm kidding. You don't have to move here, but I want if every one of you came to this, we'd finish in like a day. But we gave a few more days. Some of you, okay, anyways, I'll just say it this way. We're doing a special mission trip in Calgary in September. September 14 to 20. Don't be shy. That QR code's not there for looks. If you want, you can pull out your phone. This is the one time it's okay to have your phone out in church. Amen? Okay. I'll have this here at the training as well, but if you want to take a picture of it, feel free to take a picture of it. It's just a simple, like, five questions. It's like a pre-registration, like saying, hey, I'm interested in learning more about this mission. So from September 14 to 20, we're going to have a special mission trip. By God's grace, we're going to distribute anywhere between 40 and 50,000 packets of hope in this time. We're going to pray together, we'll have worships together, and we're going to have a awesome time. So today, you're going to get your feet wet a little. Now don't, if you can, as much as possible, I would even recommend changing your plans if it's possible to be here today so that you have experience today so that you can even be more ready for September. Amen? So anyway, so today at 2 o'clock, I wanted to share that. I'm going to invite the person to come forward to do the closing song, and then I'll do a closing prayer, and we'll go from there. But I hope you're encouraged, and I hope you know that you're invited. Now, it's not just if I look at you, because then I've got to look at every one of you. I don't have time for that, because we got to eat, and we got to have training together, okay? So God bless you. Thank you for being here, and remember, Jesus loves you, and he wants to co-labor with you today. Amen? All right.